You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Did you know that God, He gave us all things to enjoy? Some people have a mindset of God that is one dictator sitting up somewhere who does not want us to enjoy our lives. Do you know that is not true? Just for a moment, pause and look at the creation of God, because you see, the creation reveals the Creator. Look at the varieties of fruit that we have. And in Genesis chapter 2, God told Adam that he can eat those fruits. He said, I've given them to you for food. I'm sure you have some of your favorite fruits. Look at how delicious, how tasty, how each one came with its own flavor, with its own taste, its own unique taste. Look at the oceans. Look at the rivers. Some of you pay money to just go and to just go to the beach. Look at how wonderful it is to swim in water. Now look at our body. Look at sex. God created sex. Just a few minutes pleasure, and billions all over the world, they can't get out of it. God created everything for us to enjoy. Look at food. All manner of varieties of food. In fact, food feels so great that some people have eaten themselves to the point where they can no longer get up from bed. My point is that the God we are serving is a loving God. Is a God that His intention is for us to enjoy. That is why when you look at His promise in the book of Revelation, concerning the new heaven and the new earth, He said, I, God, I will be with them. I will be their God. There will be no crying. There will be no tears. There will be no pain any longer. God does not want us to have pain, to have sorrow. No. But some of you, you know, sometimes you may not say some things out, but in your heart, you are like, this God is too hard. The Bible says, look at what it says. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. He gives us richly all things to enjoy. Do you know that sense of humor is a gift from God? Do you know that animals don't laugh? They don't have sense of humor and just hear something funny and laugh and so on. Do you know that it is the gift of God? I saw a little girl who couldn't laugh because some of the muscle that is needed on her cheeks to laugh are missing. She needed to have surgery to be able to laugh. Did you know that was when I appreciate the ability to laugh? And I say, God, thank you for the ability to laugh. When you look around, you see so many wonderful things. Look at the weather. We have spring, we have autumn, we have Harmattan. You know, various weather. Look at how beautiful sometimes it is when it is raining. God indeed has given us everything to enjoy. Look at the plant, the beautiful flowers. Look at the varieties of animal. Many of you have spent so much money to just go and watch lion, to go and see hyena, to go and see leopard, to see cheetah, to see hippopotamus. You spend so much money just to watch those animals. Did it occur to you somebody created them? Have you seen the whale? Have you seen some of these things? You know, one of the things I usually say to God, I say, Lord, help me to be able to travel to witness your nature and see some of these things. Help me. Because God is just a loving creator, a wonderful creator. Look at Jesus Christ. When his disciples had deserted him, when he had died and resurrected, he came back. He was the one that prepared food for them. Can you see that kind of a leader? Jesus, he sat down, he prepared food, he knew they needed food. And look at it, fish and bread. Have you tried it before? You may try it. Fish, just put fish in the middle of bread and eat it and see how delicious it is. The only thing he says is this: command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty or to trust in uncertain riches. God wants you to trust in him, not in his creation. Not in the things you created yourself, like money. He says he wants you to trust in him. But that is not to mean that God wants to frustrate our life. God does not want us to enjoy anything. I've seen people who got married and they couldn't have sex because in their mind it is still sinful. There is absolutely nothing sinful about sex in marriage. God has given us everything to enjoy. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. God bless you.